Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome to Earth.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Bond. James Bond.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Your move, creep.
Get off my plane.
Get your ass to Mars.
I feel mean.
Hello, everyone, welcome to the Everything Extra Cast week of September 12th, 2016. I'm your host, Zach. This time we have Chris.
Hello.
And it's just us this week.
That's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Two-hander. But yeah, we got tons of stuff to talk about as usual, so let's dive right in. Bunch of trailers. As we get like we're getting a bunch of like possible like awards ones and just random ones as we get closer to winter. So we got the first trailer for the new Ben Affleck starring and directed crime movie Live by Night, which is based on a novel. Leaf from the same guy who wrote Mystic River and something else that just got turned into a movie. Yeah, it's set in the 20s, like 20s, 30s, and it's, like, Ben Affleck is this guy who comes back from World War I, and then becomes, like, a gangster in Boston, and then eventually has, like it kind of gets run out of Boston and ends up in Florida, and, like, in, like, the rum-running trade. There's a lot of shootouts and robbing people, and...
Yeah. It's kind of weird to see, like, almost like a Bruce Wayne-looking Ben Affleck,
mm-hmm.
just, like, in the time period. It's cool, let me tell you that.
Yeah, it looks awesome, and Ben Affleck's last two movies he's directed and starred in have been pretty good, so... The Town and Argo.
But is it gonna be in, like, The Town? I don't know. Like, I feel like his winning formula is, like, I'm a guy with a gun now. Except for Argo. Argo is the only movie I think I've seen where he's like, he didn't shoot anyone in the last few years. Maybe Gone Girl.
I mean, it's going to be, it's at least the beginning, I think, it's Boston Crime, and then it's going to, like, he ends up in Tampa.
Florida.
Which I'm more interested in the Florida stuff, because, like, you barely, I don't think we really ever see, like, 20s, 30s Florida.
Oh, it's still swampland.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, it's cool to see because it's just like very barren.
Mm-hmm. And a pretty crazy like supporting cast too, like Zoe Saldana, Chris Cooper, Sienna Miller, Elle Fanning, Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah, it's a full cast.
And
it's nice.
And it's going to be a limited run at the end of the year for Oscar contention. That's going to be out wide in January. But yeah, looks like a solid like Ben Affleck crime thriller. Like if you like The Town, this is like just like older The Town. Hopefully, it's a better ending than The Town though.
Oh, yeah. The Town gets really weird at the end.
Mm-hmm.
We're just like, leave the town. Just leave it. Just like, nope, I gotta do a bunch of other really fucked up things.
like you know, think it's like dramatic beard Ben Affleck at the end. I'm contemplating my life.
What has Boston done to me?
So, also got a possible Oscar contender. We got the trailer for Gold last week, which is... So it's Matthew McConaughey transforming himself into, like, this, like, gaining 40 pounds, like, shaving his head into a horrific, like, baldness, like, to play this guy, like, I can't find his name, but, like, it's based on a true story. Kenny Wells, who was this, like, prospector, like prospector slash, like, gold enthusiast, I guess, and he basically like figured like he thinks there's like a giant gold deposit in Indonesia, and so he recruits like this geologist to go with him over there, and they find like this $18 billion gold mine.
Well, it's cool because it's not like instant. It's actually like it feels like they earned it in the trailer.
It's like
which is probably reality.
It's like one last dig.
And it's just like them. Everyone in Venezuela was just like, bye.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they get like an ungodly amount of money, and then like everyone on Wall Street is like after them, and like the government's after them, and like Indonesian government's like, oh, that's our gold mine now. So yeah, so I think eventually, like in real life, like Kenny Wells like lost like $17 billion.
Yeah, it's something where he just didn't secure his money, I guess.
Yeah,
but in this case, it's just like a lot of bad decisions. I don't know. I feel like I don't mind seeing Matthew McConaughey suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not a movie where it's just like, oh, poor Matthew McConaughey and all this money.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a typical like rags to riches to rags
movie. Yeah,
like it's gonna be like a very like it's like a typical arc of like stuff that, like Wolf of Wall Street or something or like.
It's got that vibe where like he's not as like
he's not as, yeah he's not as like evil as like
well we don't know that yet. We don't know what he did with his money though. It's just like how did you like lose it all?
Just all coke and hookers like but yeah, Edgar Ramirez is like his geologist partner, and then Bryce Dallas Howard is his wife, and Corey Stoll is like his one of his partners. And Stephen Gagan, who directed, or Gagan, I don't know how to say his last name, but like the guy who directed Traffic and Syriana is directing this one.
Cool.
It looks a little bit lighter than those previous two, but.
Well, because it doesn't take place in a desert.
Yeah.
Or L.A.
And yeah, and Gold's out Christmas Day, so if you have nothing else to do on Christmas, you can go watch Bald Fat Matthew McConaughey dig gold.
He's not even that fat, too. He just, like, looks really not Matthew McConaughey looking.
Mm-hmm. I think the main thing is that hair. Like, he just destroyed his hair.
Oh, yeah. That hair is just so weird.
Mm-hmm. And then we also got the trailer for Free Fire, which is the latest movie from Ben Wheatley, who brought us High Rise earlier this year. And it's just came on Netflix, I think, a couple weeks ago. Which I haven't watched it yet, but for, like, people either love it or hate it.
That's too artsy for most people.
Did you hear anything about High Rise, Chris? Like,
I didn't read the book or anything. I know it's based off a novel.
I've heard it's sort of like Snowpiercer, except it's like a luxury
condo,
like a luxury condo. Yeah,
yeah.
We're like,
so it got me in the mood to just see like dystopia, sort of.
Yeah. But yeah, he's back next year. I think it's next year. It was at like Toronto Film International Film Festival this past week or so, but yeah, it's gonna be out sometime next year. But Free Fire, which is set in the '70s, and it's basically a movie long shootout. Like it's just the entire movie is this one long crazy shootout. Because there's a gang of people trying to buy guns, and this gang is Brie Larson, Armie Hammer, Cillian Murphy, and Michael Smiley. And they show up, and then Charlton Copley is, like, the guy they're buying guns from, and then things go bad, and then basically they're, like, they have, like, there's a giant table full of guns, and they're all just, like, start shooting at each other.
Well, like, no one trusts each other.
Yeah.
And it seems like...
It's a very shady, like, deal, and then it's all... But they're all apparently horrible shots as well, because everyone just keeps getting, like, these, like, flesh wounds.
Yeah. No one's actually good at shooting.
Yeah.
Actually, that'd be kind of amazing if the shooting it really is. Like, everyone's, like, terrible at guns, so that's why the shootout is, like, so long.
Yeah.
I give him props. It's, like, a weird shootout.
Yeah. It seems very, like, Guy Ritchie slash Tarantino.
I feel like this would have, like, Tarantino movie, where, and then he just decided to make The Hateful Eight.
Mm-hmm. Because it looks like there's a lot of, like, there's gonna be a ton of, like, banter between everybody and, like... Well,
probably backstories of why they're there.
Yeah, and people like switching switching sides or like trying to fool people that are there on their side now, and like people forgetting whose side they're on, and like. But yeah, I mean, it looks pretty fun. It's like it's a crazy idea, just like this super long drawn out shootout.
Yeah,
and 70s is fun. So like everyone has mustaches and.
that's the cool part, is that it's a shootout, like, that's the core of it, but the theme around it is just like, oh yeah, it's also like 70s, so like gun laws weren't a thing, like people just like having clumsy clothing was a thing, like cell phones aren't a thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of cool that way.
So, yeah, so not clear when it's going to be out, but it'll probably be out sometime next year. It's definitely on our radar. And then a couple of horror trailers. One is probably definitely going to be in front of Evil Dead or Blair Witch this coming weekend. But the other one is kind of just out, like, a little bit out of nowhere, but it's been developing for a while. Death House, I think it's been kicking around for like years, but it's an idea that got conceived by Gunnar Hansen, who's like the original Leatherface before he died.
Really?
Yeah. So like he's the one who originally came up with this idea of like it's essentially the Expendables of horror is what it keeps getting pitched as, because it's got a ton of horror actors in it. Yeah, I gotta pull up the list here, but like Kane Hodder is like the star, basically. Kane Hodder, Tony Todd, Michael Berryman, Bill Moseley.
It's like every guy you'll see at a horror con.
Pretty much, yeah. R.A. Mihailov, Sid Haig, Vernon Wells, Barbara Crampton, Adrian Barbeau, Camille Keaton, Dee Wallace.
Yeah, the A-list stars of like a horror convention are in a movie again together.
Yep. And they're all either, I think most of them are convicts, but some of them are like kind of like the weird scientists. But it's this kind of high tech black ops prison called Death House, or it's codenamed Death House or nicknamed Death House. And there's just weird experiments going on. There's like crazy, weird stuff happening. And then, like, at the very bottom level of this prison, there's, like, the five worst criminals on Earth, basically. The five evils who can, they can never be released into, like, modern society ever again. Because they're so bad. and then there's these two, like, special agents, like, touring the facility, and then the power goes out. Because, like, I guess, like, an EMP goes off or something. So, like, there's no power in this prison, so, like, everyone is released. So it's just madness in this prison. And so it's basically like the prisoners, these agents have to get out and survive. But there also might be something like supernatural going on with like demons.
Yeah, maybe there's like experiments. So it's just like really bad experiment.
It just turns to like Doom or something.
It's like, I feel like it's got that vibe too.
Yeah. We accidentally opened a portal to hell.
I mean, who knows? This thing is the budget. So like, you could tell the budget shifted a lot. Where they hired all these actors and extras and settings, and then they just ran out of money for camera work.
Yeah, it looks kind of cheap. Like, it looks like it was shot on video, not like film or anything. Like, it looks...
This is going straight to DVD, isn't it, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, like, it looks so meant for that.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to them, it just does not look like it's going to be a theatrical release, because they did not use, like, HD equipment.
No. I think just all those people together in one movie is enough to check it out.
Yeah, if you're I'm a fan of like these actors, yeah. So I would love to see them in a horror movie that isn't like a typical horror movie, but it's like a best of.
This is more like a action horror, because it's like this crazy like prison breakout with it's more like Escape from New York or like
Lockout
or Escape Plan or something, where it's like. Like prison, it's more. I think it's more like a prison action movie than like a horror movie. But like,
just, right, yeah.
Based on like descriptions and like the plot stuff, like descriptions, like there's probably like toward the end, it's probably gonna be like it seems like there is some sort of like weird horror supernatural thing going on.
This is an unofficial sequel to Cabin in the Woods.
Maybe, yeah. It's their new facility.
Yeah. Instead of, like, teenagers are like, what? We should get convicts.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is going to be out probably sometime next year as well, so keep an eye out for that one. And then we got the first teaser trailer for Annabelle 2, which is going to... I don't know if they're going to... How long they're going to keep flip-flopping, but since we had Conjuring 2 this year, we're getting Annabelle 2 next year for summer. And yeah, just more Annabelle terrorizing more people before she eventually got captured by the Warrens.
And didn't, like, The Conjuring have Annabelle escape, too?
The Conjuring, the cold open of the first Conjuring movie was, like, them capturing Annabelle.
Yeah, so we kind of know how this ends already.
Yeah. And, like, locking her in, like, the glass case in, their trophy room. But yeah, this one seems like, I don't know if it's like the origin of Annabelle or like close to like the origin, because it's like the plot description is like the doll maker who created Annabelle and his wife like welcome in, like kind of like open their home to like these orphan girls and then like a nun because their orphanage closed, and then Annabelle starts like attacking the girls.
Or the girls are going to Annabelle, who knows?
Yeah, the teaser is just this like girl, like kind of typical like demonic possession stuff, just like all of her bones cracking and like her contorting. It's like this horrible, like
twitchy monster.
Yeah,
I love how the it's like, of course it has to be a cross, right? Can you mm-hmm. imagine it was like something, anything else, like a religious symbol, mm-hmm. like it was like a yarmulke, just like like raising at it. The cross, raising a cross at like a demon is like very like, It goes well together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I always want to see someone else try something with, like, another religious symbol.
Yeah, I don't like, throw, like, the Torah at it or something. Like.
Yeah. That's why I actually didn't mind that other movie with the box one.
Oh, yeah, the one that was, like, the Jewish monster.
The Jewish monster.
Yeah,
that was. I like that movie. That movie I've seen that movie like 8 years ago. Like, and it stuck with me.
Like Jeffrey Dean Morgan was the dad in it or something, right?
Yep.
What the hell was that movie? It was like the something. I can't remember what it was.
The Possession,
maybe
something like that. Point is, like, it was the crosses did nothing. You know what I mean? Like, no one mm-hmm. was even within range to like whip out a cross and be like, "We should just raise this and like put. We should show the monster that we have a cross." Like. Half the time, that doesn't even work. Like, every modern movie where they try to do, like, an exorcism, and they whip out the cross, doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But I figure, like, because this has to be a period piece where, you know, they don't have, like, ghost hunters, so they just like, well, we have a cross, let's just, like, wave it at the monster to see what happens.
It is clearly demonic doll that, like, no sane person would carve. Like, who would carve Annabelle into, like, what she looks like in the movie?
It's like, well, if you see, like, the trailer, there's a bunch of dolls in there. So it's not just, like, Annabelle. It's just, like, a bunch of other dolls. But I got a funny feeling, like, Annabelle is someone else's doll that she brought to the family. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, she wasn't made. She just was found.
I think it has something to do, it's because, like, this couple, like, lost a daughter or something. It's just going to have something to do with, like, it's got to have something that, tie in. I've never seen Annabelle yet. Like,
me too. Our Annabelle, you know, specialist is out right now.
Yeah.
Damn it, Joe.
I've only seen the first Conjuring. Like, I think Conjuring 2 just came out like this week on DVD. So I'll probably check it out soon at some point. But yeah, I don't know. We'll have to find out in May of next year, because that's when Annabelle 2 is hitting. So. And then I don't know. I think they're doing. There's another spinoff of like another some one of the ghosts from Conjuring 2 is getting a spinoff. So they'll just keep like making this like Conjuring extended universe.
Is it the nun?
It's the nun. Yeah, the nun from Conjuring 2.
I heard that. I was just like, of all the, I guess. I think she was like from the promotion stuff. I was like, hands down, scary nun. Like, didn't American Horror Story make nuns scary, and then no one cared?
Like, the second season, I think, maybe, or something?
Asylum, whatever.
Oh, speaking of that, did you see what the theme is finally? Like, they finally, because it premiered last night, did you hear what the theme was this year?
No. What is it?
It's Roanoke, Roanoke story or something. And it's, the colony that, like, vanished, in, like,
oh! Yeah. They just lost, like, a name?
Yeah. But the actual, like, season of American Horror Story is, like, this, like, weird mockumentary where it's, like, it's sort of, like, an Unsolved Mysteries show where it's, like, they're having people and then, like, the actual, like, American Horror Story people are, like, in a reenactment of the events. Like, just people, like, just talking directly to camera and, like, interviews, and then, like, they cut to, like, the reenactments of the things that happened.
So it's, like, The Office?
It's, like, The Office or, like, Unsolved Mysteries where it's, like, dramatic reenactments of something that happened.
Okay.
So they completely changed, like, the style and, like, the...
Oh, it's a completely different format, too?
Yeah.
So I thought it was, like, the people on the set being scared of them trying to, like, do their show. But if it's, like, this weird format where it's, like, oh, this is what we thought, blah, 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 like, and here we're, like, acting it, like, that's weird.
Yeah. Like, Sarah Paulson is, like, the wife in the reenactments. And then there's, like, another actress who's, like, the actual person. Okay. I was just reading, like, the AV Club's, like, recap of, like, the premiere, just, like, I just wanted to find out what the hell, after, like, seeing, like, those commercials, like, endlessly for, like, the last months. Nothing to do with anything.
No, like, I actually do like them showing the different type of stories they've written. I like that. But then you get to this version where it's just like, what is this horror? And then it's like 6ix9ine. Remember that? Yeah. Like, they just keep showing that, and it's all these, like, creepy interpretations of it.
Mm-hmm.
No idea what the hell's going on.
I'm much more excited for the sci-fi, like, Channel Zero that's coming up. It's based on, like, the internet urban legend of Candy Cove.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's like the creepypasta meme where it's like, or memes where it's like these, like, internet urban legends or horror stories. But, like, Candy Cove was it was this horror story that was told through, like, forum. It was like it wasn't like a straightforward story. It was like forum posts basically, and it was telling the story. But it's basically these people were like kind of talking about, like, does anyone remember the show from, like, that we used to watch as kids called Candy Cove? And it was, like, kind of like this weird creepy, it was like these puppets and stuff. And then, like, people, then more and more people on the message board kind of chime in and, like, keep saying, like, bring up, like, more and more disturbing things. And eventually it ends with, like, this guy, like, goes to ask his mom, like, if she remembers Candy Cove or, like, him watching Candy Cove. And she's like, you just watched Static for half an hour. I don't know what you were doing. So this show never existed. It was just, like, this, like, horrific, like, mass hallucination of these kids.
Also, shitty parents are letting the kids, like, stare at Static for half an hour every day.
Yeah. But yeah, sci-fi is turning that into, like, an anthology. It's gonna be, like, they said they're gonna do two seasons, and the first season's based on that Candy Cove story, and the second one's gonna be based on another, like, internet horror story.
I mean, eventually they'll probably get to Slender Man.
That's like the logical. That's like the most, like, famous creepypasta.
But yeah, I don't remember Candy Cove.
Yeah, that's a big one. there's like the Sonic EXE, which is like the haunted, like, Sonic game.
Oh, I've seen that one. Yeah. It's like Pokemon Black and Sonic EXE.
Yeah, and then like the haunted, like Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time cartridge, like the Ben Drowned cartridge.
Oh yeah,
those are all, like, creepypastas.
Okay. I don't know, I get that one because it's, like, nerd culture.
Mm-hmm.
American Horror Story, I have no idea what, like, half of them they're pulling the stories from.
There's, like, they just have a dartboard of, like, locations, and they just throw it at the dartboard. It's, like...
It's honestly, the first season of American Horror Story is probably the worst. Because it's so... You hate everyone.
I did watch, like, five episodes, or, like, maybe, like, halfway through, or, like, maybe the first four or five episodes, I was, like, I'm done with this.
Because I was so confused why they call it America Horror Story if I hate... This is not how my America is, where it's, like, a bunch of, like, stereotypical people, and they're all terrible. And then Ghost Boy is Bondage Man. It's just like, what?
And then just like Dylan McDermott just, like, crying and jacking off and, like...
Oh, I forgot he did that in, like, the first season.
Just, like, look out the windows, like, ah!
I totally forgot that happened.
And then I
That's
just
like the second episode.
And I just remember the soup, like I think it was like the season finale or something, or like maybe like season two, like there was just like this weird, like he showed up as a cameo. But they just had this clip on the soup, just him just like eating like a bear claw, like in the most angry way possible. He's just like, he's this giant donut, just like, I'm so mad.
He's not the same character from season one, right? It's just like a cameo.
Yeah, I don't know what the context was in season two. I think it was season two. But yeah,
because I remember like that's
just,
the thing.
Just custom eating like a donut and just
because like none of the shows have connections besides they use some of the actors back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh my God! First season of American Horror Story.
Yep. Anyway, moving on to other news. We got some pretty exciting news about PlayStation View this week, which is their cable streaming service, which I use and I think it's pretty awesome. But they're finally getting HBO Now as a channel. There's an HBO Go app on PlayStation. It's been on PlayStation for a while, but they haven't had the PlayStation Now app, or it's not been available on PlayStation at all, but now it will be. You can add it on to your PlayStation View subscription for $15. And Cinemax is also going to be available, too, for $15. You can add both of those channels to your channel lineup.
I would say go for more HBO. Mm-hmm. They seem like they get their shit together.
And if you already have HBO Now, you can just sign in and it'll be part of your channel lineup. I'm not sure. I think they might be have the HBO Now like standalone app might be available too soon on HBO on PlayStation, so you can just download that as like an app for your PlayStation. And this is coming out later this year or sometime this year or soon, which they gotta get that ahead of. Oh yeah, it will launch ahead of the premiere of Westworld. So that's going to be the big time. Like that's going to be the big push.
Oh boy, for those people who love Westworld and want to see it first through your PlayStation.
Yeah, so they'll have the separate HBO Now app, or you can add HBO Now to your channel lineup. So that's pretty exciting. I might try HBO Now for like a month maybe.
Well, save for Game of Thrones, buddy.
Yeah, I might just save for Game of Thrones. And then other gaming news. Kind of gaming related news, but Tokyo Game Show, I guess, is going on right now. Or
yeah, it is.
So a lot of weird, weird news coming out of there. But we found out that there's gonna be a new Resident Evil CG movie. So I think this is gonna be the third one. I feel like I've seen both, but I can only remember like the one that had like the airplane at the beginning.
Oh, like Degeneration.
Degeneration, yeah.
Yeah. There was a second one that I just didn't see.
But yeah, this one is gonna be called Resident Evil Vendetta, and it's gonna be executive produced by Takashi Shimizu, who directed The Grudge. The original Japanese Grudge.
So he knows Resident Evil.
Yeah. It's going to be out in spring next year in Japan, and then probably soon afterwards in America. And they said it's going to be closer to... it's going to be an original storyline, but it's going to be close to Resident Evil 1. And I believe that there's a promo shot of Chris Redfield. I don't know. There's a stars person with a knife. It's like a promo image.
Hold on, let me take a look.
But then there's also like looks like maybe Leon.
Because Leon was part of
Police. I think he was in both of the CG movies because the CG movies kind of tight. Like the first one was between 4 and 5, I think. Right. Like Degeneration was 4 and 5, and I think The other one was between 5 and 6.
Something like that?
Yeah, and we also found out that there's going to be a Monster Hunter movie in development, according to Capcom.
Yeah, this is Chris Redfield's from 5.
Mm-hmm. So maybe like a reboot or like reimagining of Resident Evil 1?
That, or it's like a prequel to 5, because there was a prequel to 5, because there was an incident that happens in 5 that could lead to this. I don't know. It's getting kind of like choppy.
But yeah, so, but a Monster Hunter movie.
Starring monsters.
Starring monsters, yeah. I don't know. Like set piece wise, I'm sure they'd probably be awesome. Just like people fighting giant monsters. But like, I don't know what the story of Monster Hunter movie would be, because there's like kind of no story in Monster Hunter, right? It's just like
it's kind of like
going around hunting monsters.
You're just out of this world, and you're just killing things that are bigger than you.
Yeah.
There's so many of these games. I don't mind them. I just have no interest to play them, because you gotta always grind. It's a grind fest game. The mobile grind fest game. Story wise, I imagine like hardcore fans would be excited. Don't know what the hell they're fighting besides other monsters.
Yeah, is there gonna be like one like them hunting one monster for the whole movie? It would be like Jaws or something. Like, we gotta get this dragon.
Well, because Monster Hunter franchise is like huge, so
yeah.
I guess it's just fanfare. So instead of developing like another expansion of the game or whatever, they're just like, let's just make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny if they're using like in-game assets, so it's all choppy looking. It's like the game filmed on a DS,
the 3DS
graphics. Yeah, just filmed on a 3DS.
Mm-hmm. And also, but also some kind of bad news out of TGS, or just kind of like around there. South Park: The Fractured But Whole got pushed back to 2017, which ruins my birthday, because it was coming out December 6th, the day before my birthday. So I had it pre-ordered. It was like, yes, it'll be here. I can become a South Park kid superhero. Now I have to wait until Spring 2017.
Well, now you can play Stick of Truth over and over again.
I mean, I already beat it, so like, there's no point in playing it again.
Play it again.
As like a different class.
Mm-hmm.
That game is great, but like, if you like, there's certain like weapons or certain like things you can do where you just like I had like 50 bleed damage at one point on one weapon. So you throw like a, I think it was like a, it was like a kind of like a fake batarang. And it just had, like, massive bleed damage, so I just, like, threw it at a guy, and then, like, next turn they'd be dead because of all the bleed damage. So it got kind of ridiculously easy at the end.
Well, that's what sort of, that's what they're supposed to be. RPGs, you'd be grind a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, still awesome. And then hopefully this one will be even more awesome, because they're like revamping the whole like fighting system and doing a bunch of whole other stuff. So yeah, it'll be first quarter next year. And then actually, last bit of gaming news: the Resident Evil 7 demo that's been out since E3 actually got an update. And it might have like, it might actually have some sort of use for that weird,
finger
key. And then I think there was something like where you don't even need, I think you need a PlayStation Plus, that like account to download the demo last time, but now you don't. It's just available for everyone.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're calling it, it's the Twilight version of the, demo, and there's new areas of the house, more clues about what's going on with like the weird like redneck family that you're like trying to escape from.
Well, I remember they always said, like, the demo was just, like, a broken demo. And it was just, like, that's... It was, like, super unpolished and not finished. And they're like, yep, that's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
So now they probably, like, patched it so you actually feel like a whole complete game.
Yeah.
Is it out now, or is it just, like,
they
just
announced it? Yeah, it came out today, and we're recording this on Thursday, so it's available right now, so...
Well, bye. I'll play it later.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Maybe report back next week.
Feel bad for Joe. He, like, is away from his PlayStation and just happy. He just left today to go on, like, vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was super into the...
Super into it. Demo, so. Now he super can't play it. Should text him later on everything. Like, ooh, it's so awesome. You should do this.
When yeah.
You
get to check. The finger. The finger. It's the meaning of life. Like, it reveals everything.
You actually insert it in your ass and you become a T-Rex monster. Mm-hmm.
You become Nemesis. So, other news. The new Star Trek show got delayed. It was supposed to come out January next year, but it's going to come out May next year. I think maybe just, like, polish some effects and do some other stuff to get that thing ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the plan still is that the first episode is going to be on CBS, and then all the rest of the episodes are going to you can only get them on the CBS All Access app. Which I think it's like $5 a month or something. So,
well, there's not enough content to, like, get you interested to keep, like, I don't know. I feel like if you're smart about it, you would wait until it's done a season, then pay that monthly fee to just watch them all, and then, like, cancel it again.
Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, it'll be on DVD at some point. Everything streaming is on DVD at some point, so... Like, Netflix, like, House of Cards shows up on Blu-ray and the other Netflix shows. So, we also got some DC Extended Universe news this week. The Harley Quinn spinoff movie was officially confirmed by Warner Brothers, so that's definitely on the way. Also, that was kind of a no-brainer. Like, that was pretty much guaranteed to come.
I thought Suicide Squad was more of a Harley Quinn movie.
Well, I think, I mean, based on, even people who just, like, despised, like, every aspect of Suicide Squad, I was like, Margot Robbie's okay. Like, but yeah, she's Margot Robbie's executive producing it as well as starring in it. So, and it's supposed to, like, when it first got announced, like, it might, like, it was supposed to have, like, the, like, other DC, like, female characters, like the Birds of Prey and Batgirl and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to expand more of the female side. That'd be cool. I just want to, like, the thing is, right after Suicide Squad, it's kind of like, it's great opportunity for any more world building. It's just that, like, get Justice League out the door before it wants to do spinoffs. You know, like, why? It seems like it's betting against itself, where it's like, yeah, just in case that Justice League movie sucks, like, you sort of guys like the villain part, so we'll just focus on that.
I think this is definitely, like, after just this is, like, whatever their phases are they're calling, like, this is, like, phase two or something, like.
Yeah, it's weird where it's like, let's, so you kind of know already, like, she's gonna survive Justice League, you know, like, she's already planning, like, ahead.
Well, Joker and Harley are not gonna show up in Justice League at all, so.
That sucks. Or it's just like, they just spent a movie and a half hinting, like, showing and hinting, and now just like, oh yeah, they, like, took a vacation to get away from, like, this alien invasion.
They'll be back in Suicide Squad 2.
Right. They'll be back in a bunch of music videos.
Mm-hmm. And then we also got Zack Snyder. I guess Ben Affleck just wrapped up his last day of shooting Justice League. So Zack Snyder tweeted out a picture of a new bat suit, a tactical bat suit.
I want to call him the Owlman.
Everyone put up like comparison photos of like this to the Night Owl suit from Watchmen. And it's like it's eerily similar.
It's basically just a modified version. They probably took the costume and just like changed it.
Well, cause, like the main similarity is that like it's like he has like Batman has like weird goggles. Like it's almost like he has sunglasses on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because his cowl is still like rubbery.
Yeah.
But then he looks like he's got a pair of like really fancy Oakleys.
Mm-hmm. And it seems more brownish. I mean that might just be like the coloring. There's like sparks coming off like the Batmobile or something. But yeah, there's definitely like a brownish hue to it. Yeah, even when like it got brightened up, like it still has like brownish. Like it looks like it's like desert like or like woodland armor or something.
Yeah. I'm analyzing the picture and you kind of see like it's like he was flying like a batwing or something that crashed.
Yeah. I wonder if it's that like I forget what they're calling it. He's gonna have like a giant ship that carries the whole Justice League in this movie. It had some stupid name when like they were like when all those reporters went over and got like details about Justice League.
what are you flying? X Jet? Like what? The Bat X Jet. From X Men.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we'll see next year. Or maybe we'll get some. I don't know when the next trailer is going to drop, but we'll hopefully get some more Justice League stuff soon. And other news, there's going to be an action movie style biopic of Stan Lee that Fox is developing. Like they're turning like Stan Lee's life story to like an action movie. Which I don't know, like, is he just gonna be like punching, like, he's just gonna be like punching editors in the face or something? Or like, I don't know what the action movie aspect of.
It'd probably be him surviving like World War II.
Yeah.
Coming back and then like picking a trade and then just like probably working his way up the chain to Marvel. You know what I mean? Like, he just kind of. He worked for like a bunch of small companies, I think, until he hit it big with like a few of his ideas and then worked with Jack Kirby. So if done in the right light, it could be something like a Walt Disney kind of movie where just like, I've got an idea, you know, like one of those things where he's just like struggles. And then because he didn't really become a huge success in like mainstream media until it was like late 30s, early 40s.
Well, let me like here. So it's set completely in the 70s.
So he's like 40 already.
Yeah. And Fox is saying it's going to be comparison-wise, it's like Kingsman or like the Roger Moore Bond films.
This is weird.
Yeah, this is
like those are two very big differences, too.
Yeah.
So Kingsman is like he's not fucking shooting like you know, climate control people.
It's like Stan Lee is like Charles Bronson, just like punching people in the face and like
Excelsior. See, I'm more interested in his rise into the comic industry, selling his ideas and like teaming up and making like really big gambles on things. I want to see that more than I want to see him in this fake fantasy world where Stan Lee basically like is dreaming of himself like saving the world.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. But like, yeah, this act, like the action movie spin is like just bizarre.
Totally.
Although, I don't know, did you see that, like, there was, like, a fake poster of, like, Bryan Cranston to Stan Lee?
No, I didn't see that.
Like, like if you look at that poster, it's like, the work is done, Fox. Like, just make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, now I see this image, and basically, yeah, this is Bryan... Bryan Cranston looks like what Stanley looked like back in the 70s. It's mm-hmm. so spot on.
Yep.
You're welcome. Just get this done.
Yeah. Get on the phone right now, Fox. And and then we also got some possible news about Predator, the new Predator movie that Shane Black's working on. Benicio del Toro might star in it. Which, that's... that's okay. Like, he sort of did that in... Remember that movie, The Hunted?
Yeah. Where basically he was knife-fighting, like, Tommy Jones half the time.
Mm-hmm. CQC!
Also, it was the craziest, like, tracking movie, because, like, Benicio del Toro would, like, run across the lawn and then get on a bike, and somehow Tommy Jones would pop up and just read the grass and be like, he got on a bike. Yeah. It's so weird.
He had Walker Texas Ranger level, like, tracking skills, where, like, Walker would, like, eat dirt and be like, a plane crashed here.
Yep, that's basically the, like, half the movie, too. Tommy Jones just, like, chasing him down.
Yeah.
And doing weird shit like that. Though they really don't tell you why Benicio del Toro went crazy. He just did.
He was in that weird program where they trained you how to, like, make stone knives, then, like, just go around murder people.
Well, he was, like, you know, just a hitman, or no, he was a government, like,
government assassin. Like, he was, it's basically Bourne. It was he was basically Jason Bourne with, like, knives. Yeah.
And then he gets taken down by his mentor, who didn't go crazy. It's so weird. Yeah. It's just like, why did he go crazy?
Yeah, hopefully that Predator sequel is good, because we need a good Predator movie. I trust Shane Black, but they've been so bad.
What, Shane Black? He
Yeah, I trust him, but, like, just the last Aliens Predator and, like, Predators and.
I didn't mind Predators.
It was all right, but hopefully this is, like, the true, like, sequel to Predator that we have been waiting for like the Renaissance 30 years.
Yeah. I hope so too.
And then last bit of news for this week is that Fox confirmed that the villain of Wolverine 3 is going to be Mr. Sinister. Yeah. Which was hinted at the end of Apocalypse. But then, there's still, like, that... Like, they still haven't confirmed if it's going to be, like, Old Man Logan or not, even though, like, Hugh Jackman's been, like, running around with, like, white hair. So, I don't, it's like Mr. Sinister versus, like, Old Wolverine.
Well, it'll probably be the future where
it
takes place after Days of Future Past, Future Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, hey, like, boogie boogie, like.
But then, but then they stopped, like, the alternate future in Days of Future Past, and then it was like the super happy ending where, like, well, everyone was alive.
Well, this is
and the last day it never happened.
Well, yeah, this is like the extended version of that, I guess. My hope is that since Hugh Jackman's like one more and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
That Mr. Sinister, like, dips him into the Alimentium, and then they hire, like, a new guy, and then he comes out of that shell. You know, so it's like an excuse.
They just, like, cast someone as, like, Daken.
Oh, you want a Daken now?
Maybe, I don't know. they're really heavily hinted, like, there's like X-23 is like the big, like, people are like, that'll probably happen.
I think X-23 is more likely.
Yeah.
Since in the comic, she's still not as popular. She's Wolverine now. Yeah, she's the Wolverine, but it's still like, it's like a lot of people are like, nah, not yet. We're still waiting for him to come back.
Yeah, he's still in like his like adamantium shell, right?
Yeah.
In, like, the Marvel Universe, even though like
it got rebooted. Yep. I don't know how they're gonna explain that, where it's like, but old man Logan's walking around.
Yeah.
So none of this shit makes sense.
Nope. Comic books.
Comics.
But yeah, I think Wolverine 3 is next summer. So I think they wrapped up shooting that. So I think it's on the way. Even though it has no title or no plot description or no info about what's going on in it. But yeah, March 2017. So hopefully we get some news soon here. But yeah, so that's it for news this week. So why don't we get into show and tell? And Chris, did you see anything over the last week or so?
I did. What did I see? Trying to think of anything that's worth talking about that's like not that's relatable. Come back to me. Go first.
Well, I didn't watch that much. I just watched a couple. I'm just mentally preparing for like next week when like it's like TV Palooza because like everything's starting next week. Right. But just a couple shows that started off this week. South Park is back finally, and it was amazing. They basically just like destroyed everything that happened over the last few months in the first episode. Did you see it, Chris? Or
I didn't. I actually saw the highlight where they did where J.J. Abrams saves the national anthem.
He reboots the national anthem by just saying, like, they just say, like, you can stand or kneel or sit or whatever to honor whatever America. You
want. And, like, no one knows how to react.
Yeah. And then it's just like, oh my god, J.J. Abrams, he has done it. He has sixed America.
I appreciate that. That's funny.
Yeah, they're keeping up the continuity, so it's going to be a whole season-long arc, like the last two seasons. And then, like, a bunch of stuff is carried over from last season, like PC Principal is still Principal. Mr. Garrison is still Donald Trump equivalent, running for president and winning. But now he's just, like the whole, like, it seems like maybe this whole season, or, like, at least part of the season is going to be him trying to, like, sabotage his own campaign, because he realized he has no plan for, like, when he gets into office. And then, like, people are calling him out, like, so, how are you going to fuck all your enemies to death, like you promised in your campaign promises?
Yeah, that was cool when they basically called him out on it. Yeah. Just like, fuck them all.
It's like, by our estimates, that's 7.2 million people that you promised to fuck to death. It's like, I'll do it. Oh, jeez. So it's like, yeah. So basically, him and Caitlyn Jenner are like so trying to like just like sabotage their campaign, and they brought back Giant Douche versus Turd Sandwich. So Garrison is the Turd Sandwich, or is the Giant Douche, and Hillary Clinton is the Turd Sandwich. And they just addressed him as that, like Garrison goes on the talk show, and they just address him as Mr. Douche.
Sure.
But there's also this there's like an internet troll that's like harassing the girls at South Park Elementary, and everyone thinks it's Cartman, but it turns out it isn't. And they reveal who it is at the end of the episode, but I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it yet. But
not yet.
Yeah, Cartman is just like I've not laughed as hard as like there's a scene where like Cartman is just like trying like is like quote unquote trying to like help show that the girls are like. The trolling's not good. He has this whole school assembly, but then he's like basically like forcing girls on the spot to like be funny because like one of the comments was like one of the comments was about the new Ghostbusters or something. So he's just like, I heard two male students in the hall talking about the new Ghostbusters and saying it sucked balls. I was shocked and appalled. He just goes like, Wendy, come up here. Say something funny, Wendy. And so it just keeps like, and he just keeps saying like, get, he just says like, girls are cool, women are funny, get over it. He just keeps saying get over it to everything. He's wearing a shirt that says Togen's Life Matters.
I didn't see that.
So he's like outwardly he's like adopted like PC principles like super condescending like social justice like attitude, but like it seems like there's definitely some like nefarious purpose that he's got going on. Like he wants like he might be like trying to like incite like a gender war or something. But yeah, it's fantastic. And then I saw the first episode of Son of Zorn, which is the new Fox comedy from Lord and Miller, with Jason Sudeikis as this as the like animated He-Man character, basically, who goes back home to California to like be closer to his son. And it's if you like other Lord and Miller stuff, like this is like on the same level as like Last Man on Earth or 21 Jump Street or anything they've done. Like it's super hilarious. It's like, and it's just like super weird and bizarre, but funny. Cause it's just, mm-hmm. it's all this like just bizarre, like Hanna-Barbera He-Man stuff going on. But then everyone else is just like super normal. It's just like Zorn's just like trying to like be normal and like failing horribly. And like his son's like nothing like his son's like nothing like him. So just like he's just like appalled by like his son like being like a vegetarian and like not like being like embarrassed by his father and stuff. He's like, and so he's just trying, like he gets like a job as like a sales rep and just, like he's like trying to like make himself normal. Then also like try to like impress his son like giving him instead of a car he gives him like a giant like killer eagle. like this giant like He-Man style like monster. And the animation is like it's awesome, like integration of like animation and live action. I think Titmouse did the animation, so, and they perfectly capture like that like He-Man style animation, but it's like perfect it's like Zorn is actually interacting with everybody, so it's really good. So definitely check it out.
Right.
And did you remember what you saw, Chris?
Yeah, I crammed a bunch of Lady Dynamite episodes from Netflix, mm-hmm. and they keep getting better. They keep getting crazier. So for me now, because it's all disjointed storytelling, I really enjoy the. I know I talked about this like at least once or twice already, but it's just like it's super. It deals with like being like all these mental issues in a really funny light, but it's like you get the like how painful it is to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They recently got to an episode where like Brendan Ralph was on it,
mm-hmm.
and he's like super into blowjobs.
Okay.
And it's funny because he prefers like the main character's alternate voice, which is her like dramatic, like ultra sexy voice, and it's just like all he wants to do is hear that talk and then put that on his dick. And it's like, it's super, again, it's something where, like, nothing in the series led to this, where it's just, like, now it's going to be, like, it shift from, like, haha, like, mental illness is funny, now to just, like, haha, mental illness is funny, but now it's, like, manageable. So it's, like, oh, I get it. It's getting better, but it's still getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, but besides that, no, I've been too busy to, like, watch real TV.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything like that.
Next week is going to be craziness because like everything's starting back up.
I bet.
I think all the Fox Sunday shows are starting on this coming Sunday, or no, next 2 weeks. That are like Simpsons and Family Guy and everything's back. But yeah, I think the new, like new Lethal Weapons next week, like the new Keith Richards shows next week, like I think Exorcist starts next week, like. Yeah, just I keep track of my shows that I watch on TV Guide, like the TV Guide. They have like the watch list, so you can like just if you're watching a show, you can like add it to like the list. And like last couple weeks, it's been like 5 shows for like 2 weeks, and now it's like 30 shows.
So it's back into TV watching season.
Yeah, we're full on. So yeah, so I'll probably have reports on like at least some of the new shows next week. So get ready for that. But yeah, I think that's gonna do it for this week's show. Unless there's anything else you can think of we need to talk about, Grizz.
No, I think we covered a lot. We're still waiting for like things to kind of like be more released. So
mm-hmm.
This week's kind of like a nice break period.
You're definitely in a dead zone for movies. Like Blair Witch is this weekend. So, but we're like a month or two away from like gigantic movies again. So
when the fall blockbusters?
Yes. but yeah, so if you go over to our site though, we did release that our movie of the month for September is going to be The Saint, the Val Kilmer classic.
The Roger Moore created, but Val Kilmer like schlocked.
Yes, it's basically just 90 minutes of Val Kilmer just like putting on fake mustaches and like doing wacky accents, trying to like prevent Russians from getting cold fusion.
He really does not want
unlimited energy.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, so we're watching that at the end of the month, and then all of our regular stuff's on the site as well. And yeah, so for Chris, I'm Zach, and we will see you next week.
For more Everything Action, visit everythingaction.com, email us at contact@everythingaction.com, facebook.com/everything.action, twitter.com/EVAction, everythingaction.tumblr.com, and search for us on the iTunes Music Store and Stitcher.com.